Zondervan presents The Color of Rain, How Two Families Found Faith, Hope, and Love in the Midst of Tragedy by Michael and Gina Spain. Read by the authors.
A tall man in a white coat walks into the room without speaking. He has dark skin, dark wavy hair, and, as it would turn out, a slight Middle Eastern accent. Seven adults are gathered in the room now, but no one makes a sound, and the man chooses not to make eye contact with anyone. He moves quickly and quietly to the bedside. He unfolds a stethoscope from his hands and inserts the earpieces. Although this is a routine task that he has performed 1,000 times before, he is keenly aware that all eyes in the room are focused on his every move. He never looks right or left, nor acknowledges anyone seated around the room. He simply goes straight to work. The man places the listening piece on the patient's chest. He moves the stethoscope very slowly once, then pauses. He moves it again, gently, and listens. Finally, a third time. No one speaks. Not one sound can be heard. The nurse standing at the side of the bed looks away quietly. Then the tall man in the white coat folds his stethoscope, glances nervously up at me, and speaks the only two words that I would ever hear him say. "My condolences," he says. And he leaves the room. It is 12:35 a.m. on February 28th.
Part 1. Life is Good. Chapter 1. The Fall. The morning of my 32nd birthday, I was already looking forward to dinner with my parents. Dad and I shared the same birthday, and Mom was making our favorite, linguine, with traditional meat sauce and meatballs to celebrate. With a name like Aunt...